Joining us on the program now, he represents Arizona's 4th Congressional District. There's a lot of action going on underway in Arizona with this election. Congressman Paul Gosar is on the line. Congressman, how are you? Is it still morning there?
It's still morning. It's still officially just kicked off in the afternoon. So it's a beautiful day here. Temperatures are going to drop this weekend because up north we're going to get snow.
The weather comes in a hurry, the changes, that is. I guess the first question, the obvious question is, a lot of things have changed in the last 10 to 12 hours with this presidential election, and it's Nevada, Arizona, obviously your neck of the world over there. It's where ground zero, a lot of it's going on. Just your reaction to what you're seeing unfold.
Well, I just came back from a rally that was held outside the Maricopa recorder's office. And basically what's happened is they've underestimated the amount of votes that were set aside to be counted. And most of these, of the block of those votes, were actually the day of or just prior to the general election. And those favored Donald Trump heavily by at least 20%. So the analytics basically show that there's enough votes out there that he should be able to make that up. In fact, I know that just here in another couple minutes, over 5,000 Mojave County ballots from my neck of the woods that went heavily, heavily Trump are going to be dumped into that mix. So the president's got, there's still a great chance to overtake Biden, and that's why you saw 538 basically said way too early to be putting that in Biden's suitcase.
Well, I think we're seeing, you know, these election results trickle in, but I am most impressed by the rallies. And you have been a big part of organizing rallies for the last 3 days there in Phoenix. What is y'all's message, and how are these different from some of the liberal rallies we've seen around the country?
Well, what we're doing is a peaceful, we're happy campers. What we want is we just want to make sure that we have our given right to vote, to assemble, to peacefully assemble, to keep our freedom of speech, and to be able to get our point of God. And it's been very, very great. We said prayer. I mean, we said the pledge. We sang the national anthem. We even sang President Trump's favorite song, you know, YMCA, both on Wednesday night and Thursday night.
So, that does not pose much of a threat.
No, but you know what? That's exactly right. But we're all happy campers. You know, the left is angry, and we're happy because, you know, we're a rare country that we have these rights, and we're making sure that we're standing up for them.
Congressman, going forward from here, a lot of your colleagues on Capitol Hill are talking about, it's time to start thinking about restoring the public's faith and confidence in elections. I mean, do you see that as something that's going to be a big topic over the next, next couple of years, that there's got to be some kind of rules or some kind of guidelines in place when it comes to, the possibility there's ballot harvesting going on, or abuse of the absentee ballot system? What do you think of all that discussion?
I actually think it's high time we had that conversation. I mean, even the left wants to have that conversation, particularly when we're looking at the voting machine. Isn't it interesting that the Maricopa County has a voting machine the same as Clark County, the only two counties in each of the respective states that has those ballot groups? It just so happens that all the ones in Georgia are the same way. And they were decertified in Texas. And they turned themselves away from North Carolina because they had to disclose who was their investors and who was backing. Interestingly enough, Rubenstein and Soros comes to mind. Pretty interesting.
So we're talking about election, the integrity of the election. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm seeing a lot of misrepresentations about what Republicans want. But you guys have made it clear there. We want to stop the steal. We want to protect the integrity of the elections, make sure that everything is being done on the up and up. Why do you feel like you're getting so much pushback? Why do you feel like there is so much pushback and so much misrepresentation from the media on that?
Well, because they have their narrative, and what they've done is they've bought in hook, line, and sinker, because anybody that has backed Donald Trump has got to be bad. That gets through the whole narrative, April Marie, is that they hate this president more than they love this country. It's not Joe Biden that they're voting for. They're just voting because they hate Donald Trump because he's getting to the business of the people. He's empowering the people who are the rightful government. You know, these people we're reminding them, and that's why we're having the rally outside, is that to remind them that they work for us, that, you know, we're the governed, and we're allowing them to do this on our stead. So to do it right and do it proper. And so when the narrative is that they're, you know, we're running around toting guns, well, this is a Second Amendment state. And if you don't have a Second Amendment, you don't have a First, a Fourth, or any of the other ones. So what we're doing is making sure that the narrative is peaceful, that we're saying prayers. And I guess maybe the left could interpret that as radical because they don't believe in God, or at least most of them don't. So, you know, we decided to go that direction and make sure that everybody understands, listen, when it's time for prayer, let's kneel and let's say the prayer. Let's rally with a happy face and be happy campers.
Joy, by
when you show pictures, it's kind of hard to beat that narrative.
Joined by Congressman Paul Gosar of our Arizona's 4th Congressional District here on the program. Congressman, it looks like you and your colleagues made some gains on Tuesday night. That it's not going to – you might fall just short of a capturing control of the House, but certainly not what the prognosticators, the pollsters, all those guys were telling us, that it was not even a possibility. But here we are sitting here today on Friday. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, I suppose. But you got to feel kind of decent about the way this all shook out with the House of Representatives and Republicans winning some elections there.
Oh, you're exactly right. And when you look across the country at the state legislature, boy, what a boom. You know, even in Arizona, they thought the state House and the state Senate were a foregone conclusion. And yet we turned it back to red. So, you know, once again, the narrative isn't what the media wants to purport. And that's what's so odd, is why do you see a state like Arizona going Biden's way? It doesn't make sense. You know, the president came to my district 4 different times this year, twice to Yuma, once to Prescott, and once for Lake Evans or Bullhead City. Fascinating how the crowds, people winding around just to see, get a glimpse of it. 25,000, 30,000 people in towns that are only 30,000 fully stocked. So, I mean, the outpouring is incredible. And that's why I keep bringing up, how is it that, you know, these voting machines are the same ones that are in Maricopa County, as in Clark County, as in Georgia? What is up here? And, you know, we had a problem with the markers, the felt markers. And they said it was no problem, but we've got hundreds and hundreds of calls from across our district and the state saying, listen, I went in and voted in person. They gave us their self-defense. My vote was rejected. How does that work? So, I mean, it's not what the pundits wanted, and I think this poses a very interesting dilemma, because I think the Democrats will make surely a change in their leadership. At least that's what I predict. And you see Representative Sandberger from Virginia making the claims of, listen, we got to stop talking about the social bullcrap and get back to being normal Americans. So.
Well, I think that's a big, good point. Democrats are seeing that the message they had, the defund the police message, the socialist agenda messages, the Green Deals, the AOC talking points failed them this election cycle. And maybe they do start moving from the left a little bit more towards the center. And that would be great for the entire nation. And I can't disagree with that at all. It's really
but
been
interesting. The problem with that, April Marie, the problem with that is they grew their ranks.
Yeah.
And AOC and Omar and Tlaib and Presley are not the kind of people that will back down. They're going to come with the fight. And that's why I think there's going to be a civil war that occurs in the next several weeks before the speakership race. And I think there's a change coming. And I think when that change comes, it'll be somebody like Jim Clyburn that they put in that position that maybe can mitigate the fiasco that's occurring within that Democratic Party.
It would be very interesting to see a civil war within the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives that results in Nancy Pelosi not sitting in the chair holding the gavel. That would be something very good for our nation. One of the things that we have talked about is getting back to just an election day. Enough with the early voting, enough with the ballots going everywhere in states around the country. How do you feel about that?
I do. That's, you know, just have a national day of election, you know, so everybody has that time off to be able to get there and do their civic duty and restore the constitutionality of that the pride of into our country, every legal vote. I think that's a wonderful idea because, you know, then that allows you to pay that the right perspective to this country and the policies that serve it.
Would you support making it a federal holiday, Election Day a federal holiday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should be one of those ones that, you know, is so overwhelmingly supported because of our duty to this country. And, you know, it goes back to what John F. Kennedy said, April Marie. It's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Congressman, I want to revisit something real quick that you said. Did you think there's the possibility that Pelosi's not Speaker? You mentioned James Clyburn as a possibility. Is that really what you think? There's this. It seems like it's been going on for a while, but the civil war within the Democratic ranks, that it's really, we're really going to see it unfold in a big way, probably more than we had expected.
Well, I see it because of the caucus hearing they had yesterday, it was leaked what Spanberger said, for quote. I mean, you know, nothing on the Hill is ever secret. It's always being reported word for word and who's saying it. But, you know, even before that, you saw when we were in session before the October break, you know, the discharge petition where you had 23 Democrats who signed it because they wanted that COVID relief. Even on the package of the existing $130 billion that was still left over that no one could use. And so they were rankled, and there was heated conversations over that, and she refused to do it because it was her way or the highway. So there's definitely tensions here, and like I said, the progressives grew, the moderates lost.
Congressman, we're out of time here, up against a break, but I really want to thank you for making time for this audience here in Mobile, Alabama, and talking about some of these issues that you guys are having to confront out there.
Well, keep the faith, and you know, the legislature is the only one entitled to change elections, not governors, not county or recording courts or boards. It's the legislature. And I hope everybody sends their prayers and that the Supreme Court does its job, and particularly John Roberts, that the jurisdiction should strike down any changes that were made by governors or election boards prior to this election.
Thanks for calling in, sir.
Thanks for doing this. Congressman Paul Gosar joining the program. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.